Buddy, we are here. We are alive in the snow, in the Oklahoma snow, in the WRFL. Time for the NFL playoffs. I'm saying I'm the host of this show by now, God damn it. And I'm here with my co-host who's in Broken Arrow. Worked a long night, a great night of work. Phenomenal. Jared Cornelius, how you doing?
I'm not going to lie, the closest I've ever felt like to my toes legitimately freezing and falling off. When I got home, it's like the lower half of my body was like still cold even when I got into bed. Like I had to have two blankets. I had to fucking do that thing they did in the old days where they like got hot coals and put it at the foot of your bed under some blankets and some shit to warm it up. I was fucking struggling, but fuck the snow. I hate what it does to me and what it does to the state. I think it's disgusting, and I think they should answer for it.
Should be outlawed. Well, also with us tonight over the phone, Jason Cornelius. How you doing, buddy?
Hello, Cleveland.
This isn't Cleveland.
I'm doing good.
Good.
Well, Cleveland, didn't they beat the Thunder the other night?
Oh!
Uh-oh. I see.
Anyway, we're here. It's that time of the year. And, you know, maybe there's a little backstory because a lot of people are wondering, why am I even on this podcast? They're saying, you didn't make the playoffs. You were out of the playoffs. You gave it your all the last 2 weeks and you blew your load too soon and you missed the playoffs. Well, to some unforeseen events here, we had two players drop out in the dying conference, I'll say, because everybody who's dropped out has been in that conference from the start of the year. So with that being said, Thor dropped out to some personal issues. Then we had Garrett, who we hadn't heard from for 4 weeks. He just came out of the woods. And he also announced he didn't know how he got in the playoffs, but you know he had to give it up, and he's going to be back next year. We want to thank them for being in the war room and you know, coming this far. They did have a good run, so I'm hoping next year maybe they won't blow their load so soon. But, you know, I'm not mad about it. And I know a lot of people on this podcast think that I shouldn't be here. They think that I shouldn't be here. And maybe they're right a little bit, but maybe also it is a little justice because I did have the fifth total points in eight players that made the fucking playoffs. So it's kind of... it's kind of like we're doing a little bit of justice and we're, you know, moving the guy who should have been in. I'll take playoffs. This is three consecutive playoffs for me made, 3 of 3. There's been a little controversy in a couple of them, but, you know, that's all behind us. That's all behind us. You guys have anything to say about that?
Well, I will say, I got to say, Trevor, I don't think you're going to win it. I don't think you're going to win the championship. I think you got in. You're a phony playoff contender, and I can't wait to take you out eventually.
You know what? That's fine, because listen, I've got a quote here for you by a good man of James Baldwin. The most dangerous creation of any society is the man who has nothing to lose. And boys, I'm playing on house money. It's like when you go up to the poker table and you get a free buy-in. Hey, if you lose, it doesn't matter. If you win, you want on house money. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to roll. I'm ready to throw. I'm ready to do whatever it is to do to get to the top.
You're the Bengals. If you would have gotten in the playoffs, you squeaked in there. You know. And I will say, I'll tell you this. You played in the toughest conference by far in either of the football leagues. And, it's not easy. But, I got to say congrats. There's always some controversial playoff entrant every year so far. It's kind of become a theme, it seems. Someone gets in on the...
it's like a Royal Rumble surprise entrant. That's what it is. It's a Royal Rumble surprise entrant.
Yeah, that's perfect. Dad is really, like, the Cincinnati Bengals. He always starts off slow and then, like, middle of the season, he's like, oh, yeah, I got to score points.
Maybe I should stop picking every episode.
There for a while.
I'm feeling pretty confident. We got some good matchups in the first round. There's a few games I have my eyes on specifically, but it's gonna be tough. I don't think there's any really easy ones to call besides the one Jason seems to think is gonna be an upset.
I'm telling you, it's happening.
We've got a good mix too. We've got so in this side of the conference, it's me versus Chris, Jason versus Colton, right? Who are you facing, Jason?
Well, Jason was going to be facing Colton anyway, even though you have more points. Technically, you're just going to fill in as the fourth seed.
Yeah,
you're going up against Chris.
Then
I'm going against Chris. No, you're going against
Colton.
Oh, Colton. Okay.
He's had a pretty good year himself. Then we got you. You're taking on who? You're taking
I'm
on.
I'm going against Luke.
Taking on Luke and then Trey.
I'm going for Luke. Luke is my boy.
Luke misses. He picks with his heart over his brain sometimes.
And then, and then we got what? Trey versus your mom.
Yeah, that's
gonna be. That's gonna be a good. I think it's gonna be a good matchup. My mom had a really good season.
Yeah, mom is a killer, dude. She knows her shit.
Both leagues. She did. You know, it's funny. In both leagues, at the end of the season, we had people end within 1 point of each other.
Oh, dude,
in college, 1004, 1003. My mom and Luke ended within a point of each other, 1423 and 1424. So that was the difference in the seed right there.
Hey,
I had to take my mother out last round of the college football playoffs. It was heartbreaking.
I thought she was going to win it. I thought she was going to win it all. And she, you know, I got to give you a tea, Jason. You've been on a heater.
I'm telling you, I'm coming back.
I tell you, they could have used you with Oregon's game planning. strategy. Jason, so I'm giving you time to cool off from that because obviously it wasn't going to go in on you because, I mean, whatever. I know how it feels. But, like, what do you think, like, rationally thinking now, what do you make of that game? Because I've been wanting to ask you about it.
I mean, I really, like, I texted the group when it was happening, when it was, like, 28-0. I literally could not believe it was happening. I really think we came in there thinking we were going to go in there and kick their ass. I really think we just came in there with a big, too big of a head. I mean, they came in there and they were playing fast, and they beat our ass. I mean, fair and square. I hate that team, but they beat the shit out of us. So
it's like, well, not, but you know, that's what I think the biggest disadvantage of being undefeated is you haven't really had that humble, you know, that humble moment where it's like, oh shit, we could lose. And it's like, and whenever you go undefeated into the playoffs or the championship, that one loss is going to completely, like, overshadow the rest of the great season that they had. Because they did have a really good season. It was very shocking. As soon as they went up 14-0 within, like, 2 minutes, I was like, oh, my God, this is going to – this isn't good. But I honestly thought, like, how most college games go. One team dominates the first half. Second team claws back into it in the second half because the team that's winning is all like, oh, I guess we should do something different than what we've been doing that's working.
Well, every opportunity they had to come back in the game, Ohio State shut us down completely. Like, I would think they were going to – because they would get kind of – well, not, I would say close. They would score a touchdown, and then we'd look like we were going to get a stop, and then they'd fucking throw it to Jeremiah Smith, and he'd go score a touchdown. So.
Yeah. Well, when they had when they came out, when they scored right at the end of the third quarter or the first half, and they went out and scored, I was like, okay, like if they can stop them again and do it, but then they just let them go get a touchdown, and I was like, dude, that was it. Like, if you would have stopped them, got another one, then you're looking at like 22-21-34. I mean, then you're right back in it, but I mean, they just that last touchdown killed them.
Yeah, it completely took the air out of them. And I hate it because I love Dylan Gabriel. He's a great quarterback. And it sucks he didn't get to the championship. But
I think Oregon's really good and they'll be back. And I think that they got a good head coach. He's just, you know, everybody's trying to. He's his first. What is it? This is what year is this? One or two?
I think it's his third year.
I was thinking it was his second year. But I mean, he's still a young coach. I mean, they got a chill out of NIL money. So I think they'll be back. Obviously.
Sorry, Trevor. I'm sorry. I don't want to hear that young coach excuse bullshit because I've been hearing from everybody that he's arguably the best coach in college football. You don't get to turn around.
I'm not saying that. Did I say that? Did I say those words? You're putting words in my mouth.
You said that. I remember you said that the other day when we were talking about it. He was like, I think that might be just the thing of a young coach. I'm like, no.
It is.
No. That's not a young coach. Come on now. He's been there a few years now. He knows what he's doing.
Yeah, but you get to the big game and you blow it one time, you do it again, all right, you know, then you're forming a habit, but.
Well, Jason, I don't mean
the first playoff trade with Dan Lanning. So
I understand. I'm just saying, and I'm not trying to go in on Oregon here, but I'm just saying this is what they've done the last 15 years.
Well, sure. I won't argue that.
No, and that's why, like, and I think, like I said, the last 15 to 20 years, Oregon has been one of the most consistently good teams. They got good recruits, and, you know, they've always got the, like, they always get, like, they've been to a national championship, couldn't get it done. They, you know, they blew out Florida State and then went and lost to Ohio State, even though Cardale, you know what I mean? So Oregon has done this, and it's just, I guess the thing that I was looking for in that game was Dan Lanning to get over that big game hump and not kind of do what they've done a lot. I mean, because, like, you know, he's obviously hasn't been there for the last 20 years, but, you know, I think that's just the one thing, like a mental thing, I feel like, and obviously they're going to be competitive every year. I mean, unless they, you know, I don't know, a bomb goes off at that school or something. I don't think they'll be fine, but,
catches on fire.
You know, I just, it sucks because you would have thought with how good, how many wins, Oregon's got to have an over 75% win percentage the last 10 years. And
well, I know when Herbert first got to Oregon, we weren't good at all. We got a bowl game his first 2 years. And then his last 2 years, he went off.
Well, coming into the Big Ten and doing what they did this year was pretty impressive, too. I mean,
I think that is
the biggest thing, is the fact that they can say that they've won a conference championship at two different conferences, one of them being the Pac-12, the other one being the Big Ten. I think that's pretty impressive. I think it's crazy that they don't have at least one national championship, especially in the last 10 years. You would have because, like, they could have easily won it a couple times.
Yeah. No, I agree.
Since 2011. But, you know, I don't know. I'm sure they'll be fine. I think Dan Lanning's the guy. I mean,
yeah, I think so, too. I think if anybody's going to get us over the hump, it's going to be Dan Lanning. I mean, he's the type of guy that'll make you want to run through a wall, so.
I like it. I will say this, and my last thing with this, because I have heard rumors about potentially Quinn Ewers transferring there. I hope they don't get into the habit of not developing their own quarterbacks and only hiring one-year mercenary guys like Dylan Gabriel and Quinn. Like, they've got to be able to develop talent and shit on their own. I mean, I know the transfer portal should be used, but Oregon hasn't. When was the last time Oregon recruited a guy and developed them themselves? Years.
Probably Herbert.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, and that's what I'm saying. They've developed really good quarterbacks. So
I mean, Mariota was a good college quarterback.
I just feel like whenever you have, like, you bring a guy in that's, like, on his last year of eligibility, he's a good quarterback, but you have one shot at winning it. And because he's gone after that year, like, I just don't want Oregon every single year. It's like, all right, fuck now. Because it's like restarting.
Yeah, it's hard to do.
So
like,
they got to find a new quarterback.
If you get a good one, sure, but you're going to get a shit one eventually. Like, that fucking guy from Florida State will probably try to transfer there or something.
Yeah, DJ Ooga Looga Booga. Yeah, that guy sucks.
You guys see Carson Beck went to Miami?
Yeah.
He's going to suck.
I think it's a really good move. I think it's a good move on his part. I don't think he should have went to the draft. I think I think it's good for him to stay.
I think that if he would have had a better year this year, he could have went to the draft.
He would have been undrafted.
He would have got drafted.
They were arguing at the beginning of the season that he could be the number one quarterback.
Somebody would pick him up in the fifth or sixth round.
All year.
Well, I know. I'm just saying.
Three interceptions.
No, I agree. I'm just saying. It's not like he can't play. And also, the guy's clutch. The guy can win in late game situations. So,
I think.
Well, listen.
Might be
you think Georgia would have had a better chance with him at quarterback?
I think so. He has more experience.
Exactly.
That's why going to Miami is a good move.
But freaking, I can't remember what I was going to say. Never mind.
All right. Well, anyway. Enough of the college talk. This is NFL. We're start of the playoffs. We got a great slate of games here. Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Got some good stuff. Yep. First game up is the Chargers taking on the Texans. 11-6 taking on 10-7. Jason, who are you going with?
So I did send my picks in the message, but I'm going to probably change some picks on this podcast now, if that's okay.
Hey, that's fine.
So, I originally was going to pick the Texans because they're at home and CJ Stroud, but they have nobody to freaking throw to. So, I think I'm going to go with the Chargers. I'm going to double down on them. Harbaugh is going to get him through the first round at least.
Okay. I'm going to...
That'd be a bitch.
Do what?
Interrupt you.
No. Anyway, I'm also going to go with the Chargers double down, too. I think that they're just a better overall team. They're healthier. They've got a head coach who's been there, done that. I think they're really starting to – they've only got better as the years went. Texans just kind of been up and down. I did have them in my Super Bowl pick, but obviously I don't think – I mean, maybe they could get there, but I don't think they're going to get there. So I'm going to have to go with the Chargers double down. Over to you, Jared.
Be fair, I mean, who do the Chargers have to throw the ball to? They're a run-heavy team. The white guy with the racist-sounding name. Yeah.
He has 1,200 receiving yards, 8 touchdowns.
Rookie season. White guy history.
Rookie season.
Look, I think it's... I'm going Texans, double down.
Damn.
I think the Texans are going to win. I think I just – they've still got an incredible pass rush. They've got two incredible pass rushers. I think they both have 10 sacks or more each. The Chargers, to me, the way that they get you is they get you into playing their kind of game, which is a ground and pound – one-dimensional offense, run the ball, play action, run the ball, don't put the ball in harm's way. And I just don't think that that style will win in the playoffs. I just don't. I think that they had a better season than anyone expected, and that's because Harbaugh's a good coach. I just think that they're going to go in there, they're going to run halfback dive, play action crossovers, halfback dive. And then their defense is solid. But again, if there's not a lot of killers on it, I think the best thing about them is they're a really well-coached team. But I just feel like once it gets into a situation where, let's say, the Texans get up 14-0, then the Chargers got to start being more aggressive. They can't do it. They literally just can't push the ball downfield, which is insane to say with all the talk you hear about this Justin Herbert character. Because he should be a lot but I'm just going off of what I've seen this season. Harbaugh does not have him playing like the kind of guy that everyone seems to think he is. And I don't have any reason to think they will this game because, quite frankly, he doesn't have the weapons to do that to. So I'm going Texans, and I'm going straight up instead of double down because I do think it'll be a good game. But
I think it'll be really low scoring because the Chargers got a great defense too.
I'm saying it's two teams with really good defenses, and in my opinion, C.J. Stroud has played the position the last 2 years better than Justin Herbert has. So I trust him a little bit more. So, I think the Texans, and also they're the divisional champion. They should win this game. They got a home game. Stroud has done this before. I just think, I don't know, you got to make plays. You got to do some special things in the playoffs instead of just, you know, running a high school level offense. As much as I like watching it.
I do want to add, C.J. Stroud has thrown 12 interceptions, and Herbert's only thrown 3. So
the ball, really. I agree. I mean, listen, Caleb Williams only has 4 interceptions, but that's because he wouldn't throw the ball, and he took fucking 50 sacks.
And his interceptions were god-awful, too.
Listen, the interception thing doesn't always tell the whole story. Okay. Russell Wilson, in his last year with Denver, only had, 2 or 3 interceptions, but he also only had, 2,000 passing yards.
And 14 touchdowns.
Yeah, exactly. It's a lot of check downs. It's a lot of screens. It's a lot of this. And
it's just good coaching. Winning. It's good coaching. You know what I mean?
But here's the thing. That's not going to win a Super Bowl.
I didn't say that I was picking them to go to the Super Bowl. Just said I'm picking them to win this game.
I think the Texans are more likely to make things happen on offense than the Chargers, personally.
Hey, I mean, I think it's going to be a good game. Next up, we've got a AFC North battle. We've got Pittsburgh taking on Baltimore. Pittsburgh is on a 4-game losing streak, although it was to some of the best teams in the NFL. Baltimore on a 4-game winning streak. Jason, who are you going to go with?
Well, that's tough because Russell Wilson, he's an experienced quarterback. He's back in the playoffs. They beat the fucking Ravens at the beginning of the year. I'm going to go Steelers straight up. I don't think Lamar Jackson is good in the postseason. I just don't think he can do it in the postseason. I don't think so. And I don't think this team's that good, really.
Okay.
So I'm going to go Steelers straight up.
All right. I'm going to go with Baltimore double down. Pittsburgh, to me, I know they've lost a good team, but one of those good teams they lost to was also Baltimore. And they got their ass kicked by Baltimore. I don't see this team losing four games straight going into Baltimore, beating that team that's looking really good. They've got a great running game to take pressure off of Lamar, even though I think he can do it in the playoffs. I think at the end of the day, they're just fucking keep running into Pat Mahomes. You know, I mean, I hate him as much as the next guy, but fuck. I mean, he's good. And if you run into him, like Tom Brady years ago, you're probably going to get beat. So it's like, is he choking in the playoffs or can he just not beat one guy? So that means that I'm going to go Baltimore double down. Over to you, Jared.
Yeah, so, you know, I would like the Steelers team a whole lot more if they didn't have a quarterback issue. And this is the worst time of the year for it to boil over like it is. Because in my opinion, I think Tomlin's in a really tough position. Do you stick with Russ, who for the last 40 games has proven to not be able to make plays against good teams, and it basically cripples them offensively? Or do you go with Justin Fields, who played pretty good the first few games of the season, not anything special? It's kind of like what we were just talking about, protecting the ball, not pushing it. I don't think he can throw it downfield as well, but he does open up what's possible on offense more. He's got a tough decision, and just for that fact alone, that they don't have a confident starting quarterback going in, and no matter who he starts, nobody's going to be confident in either of them. The Ravens are on fire right now. Lamar's a two-time MVP, and he just had the best season of his career this year. Only four interceptions, 37 touchdowns or something like that. Derrick Henry
41.
In the playoffs. Derrick Henry and Jason, I'd normally agree with you with Lamar in the past. He's never had a running back like Derrick Henry, who has proven in the playoffs to be better in the playoffs. He's an X factor going in. I just think the Ravens are a more complete team, and they're ready to go on a run. The Steelers look like a team that are about to make a decision in the middle of the season instead of a team that just limped into the playoffs. There's never been a team in NFL history to lose four straight and make the playoffs. It's never happened. So as much as I would like the Steelers to make it a good game and possibly win, the only thing is Lamar does not have a good record against the Steelers all time. It's a divisional game. They played twice already. They split. It could go either way. I just think if I had to put my money on the table, I'm going Ravens double down.
And my biggest thing is I'm going with Russ just because he's got a Super Bowl. He's been to two. He's got the experience. He's got a great receiving core. The defense is fucking good. I think anything can happen.
Pickens is kind of a bitch, though, dude. And that's what I'm saying. They don't look like they're all in tune. And it's the worst time to look like that.
Yeah, for sure.
Walking on routes and Russell Wilson throwing the ball 2.5 yards in the air. It's just, I don't know. I agree, Russ. I mean, obviously, if you're looking at him, like, oh, yeah, I want the Super Bowl guy. But I just don't think he's done anything the last month and a half to make me feel confident going with him.
He hasn't done anything in 3 years to make me think of him as a Super Bowl guy. That's what I'll say.
That's a fair point. I don't think it's a horrible pick. I think it can go either way.
It's division matchup.
It's divisional.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Next up, so we got the Sunday 12 o'clock matchup. This is a very interesting one here, and I think this is going to be a great game, too. We got the Denver Broncos taking on the Buffalo Bills. Jason, who are you going with?
I think my most hated team and player right now is the Bills and Josh Allen. I can't stand him, even though I think Josh Allen deserves one probably MVP this year. Him or Saquon, honestly. I think either one of them should win the MVP. But Bo Nix, he's, in my opinion, the best rookie quarterback right now. He's been playing freaking awesome. And
five game winning touchdowns this year.
Rocco, straight up, Sean Payton's going back to the freaking AFC Championship this year.
You're picking him. Are you picking him to win?
They're going to the AFC Championship, and I'm picking them to win.
Straight up or double down?
Beat the Bills, and then next week they're going to go beat the Chiefs.
Yes.
Straight up or double down?
Straight up.
All right. Yeah, that's
Confident. They got a good defense. They got heart. They got a rookie quarterback that's playing amazing. He's winning Rookie of the Year, in my opinion.
Yeah, I would.
I don't know, man. That whole rookie thing, and that's a whole debate we could have. I don't know how you can say he's been better than Jaden Daniels,
dude.
Yeah,
he brought the Broncos to the playoffs.
The freaking Washington Commanders to the playoffs.
The Commanders have an elite defense. What are you talking about?
They did not. No, stop it right now. Everyone said, Jason, at the beginning of the draft, they said whoever was going to the Commanders is going to the worst possible situation because they had nobody on offense and their defense was bad.
No.
That was literally the whole thing.
All the signings they had this year was awesome.
Brother, this is Jason, if you look at their rankings defensively, they're middle of the pack. They're not one of the best defenses.
He
has a rookie 12 wins.
Yeah, and also...
He shouldn't even win the Heisman.
The Broncos...
Michael Penix should have won the Heisman. Michael Penix should have won the Heisman.
No.
It doesn't even matter. That doesn't matter at all. Listen, the Broncos have literally only been waiting for a quarter... The Broncos have only been waiting for a quarterback since Peyton Manning. That's all they've needed. So, yeah, they finally got it. Okay, the fucking Washington Commanders have been in shambles. They've been in shambles. They fucking didn't even... They're the Redskins 5 years ago. They're the football team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're still better than most quarterbacks they had.
That's a bunch. Jason, they've literally sucked since Doug Williams was their quarterback in the late 80s. The Broncos have won multiple Super Bowls compared to the Commanders that won one since I don't agree. I watched Jaden Daniels win five games in late situations this year. He's clutch.
He's getting a little hyped up because he used to play for Oregon too. That's also
exactly.
The Homer's coming out.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Exactly. I just fucking put two and two together.
Shut up.
I was like, why is Jason gonna hard on for 12
So, I think you're getting your feelings are getting in front of your pick there. So I'm gonna go with the Buffalo Bills double down. I think that they're one of the hottest teams in the NFL right now. The only team to actually beat the fucking Chiefs. Not this phony baloney beating me and fucking we're beating the people that should have been playing for the Patriots the other day and losing that fucking game. But that's another story. I'm gonna go Buffalo Bills double down. I think they're super hot team. I think nobody really expected anything from this year after we've kind of expected a lot from them for the past 3 or 4 years. I think they could make a good run. If I was picking a Super Bowl pick to get there on this side, Buffalo Bills would be mine. Jared, who are you going with?
I agree with some things you said, but that last thing you said I don't agree with. I honestly, thinking what Jason just said, I don't hate what he had.
I think it's going to be a good game.
Technically a more complete team than the Bills are. The Bills' defense does not give me confidence. They gave up like 96 points in two straight, like between two games, back-to-back games. They can do that. They will let you unload on them. The Broncos have a probably top three defense, top five for sure. In this game, rookie versus Superman quarterback is going to be the difference in this game. But I do think if the Broncos were to win, that would be a tough game for the Chiefs. It's going to be tough. I think the Broncos winning and playing the Chiefs is a better chance than either the Texans or the Chargers. If the Chargers win, it's going to be the easiest opening round for the Chiefs that they've ever had. So
yep.
I think the Broncos would give them a better game. But I don't know. I do think Josh Allen will win the MVP this year, and I think it's based off of the expectations of the Bills. They don't have as much talent as other teams. Josh has just really played well. I wouldn't be shocked if the Broncos ended up winning. They're not a bad team. I just think rookie in the playoffs, they don't usually do too good in the playoffs. I'm going to take the Bills double down in this one, but, you know, I'll keep my eye on the Broncos. I'll keep my eye on them.
All right, next up,
we've
got...
it's not like Bo Nix is 20. He's like 30 already.
He's like 20. Yeah, he's an experienced quarterback.
Yeah, his senior year at Oregon, he's older than Lamar Jackson. So, I mean,
yeah. He's awesome.
I do think he's a good fit for them. I mean, I don't think
definitely.
I don't know that he's
going to... That's
gonna...
what Sean Payton needed. He needed a guy like Bo Nix to be his quarterback.
Well, he needs a guy that hasn't done anything also, so he can be like, listen here, you fucking asshole. I'm your fucking coach,
yeah,
and you're going to do
like,
what I say.
Here, you piece of shit.
Not Russell Wilson, who's like, this is my office. What do you mean? So, next up, we've got Green Bay Packers going into Philadelphia to take on the Eagles. Philadelphia has been a great team this year. Packers, in my opinion, haven't lived up to quite what I thought they were going to be. That they're going to look a little bit better now. So I do feel iffy about this game, though. Jason, who are you going with?
Well, I mean, we lost our deep threat. Christian Watson, he's out for the year, torn ACL. Our best corner is out for the year. He's not playing. Yeah, he's out. He's not playing. He's out for the rest of the year.
Oh.
So I'm going to go with the Eagles, and I'm double downing on them, unfortunately. I'm obviously going to root my fucking ass off for the Packers, but I need some points. I got a lot of upsets coming up, and this is one I really think we can beat this team. We played their ass off when we played them the first time, and I think it's realistic that we beat them, but – they're just a better, they're better overall team, I feel like, right now. So, unfortunately.
Yep. I'm going to have to agree with you there. I think this is going to be a good game, and I think the Packers very well could win this game. They could get on a run like they did last year. But I think the Eagles...
It was a shitty first game to start with.
Yeah, this team... This year, I agree. I think the only other play, if they were playing the Lions, it's the only one that I would, you know, would pick over. But I think that the Eagles this year and last year are two different teams as far as they were just limping through the season last year and they were losing the big games. They had a hot start and had a lot of easier opponents. And this year, they've won a lot of big games. Saquon Barkley's looked really fucking good. He's taking a lot of pressure off of Jalen Hurts. A.J. Brown, they got Devontae. He's back healthy now. They're looking pretty good. So I'm going to have to go with the Eagles double down. Jared, who are you going with?
Not so fast, my friends. Not so fast. Neither one of you brought up the fact that Jalen Hurts has not played a down of football in over a month. Neither one of you. That makes me nervous. Second of all fucking season, it's been, what's wrong with the Eagles? What's wrong with the Eagles? Do they like the head coach? It's fucking Satan, blah, 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 blah. They didn't let Saquon, you know what? I think it's bad that they didn't let Saquon go after the record. That was his one chance at the MVP. He didn't get a chance to go after it. I think that's wrong. This is football. We go after things like that. A rushing record is actually something to be proud of because it's hard to get. So, you know, I just, I don't know. I kind of think the Packers might win this one because Packers came in against the NFC East champion Cowboys last year and absolutely fucking slapped them upside the head. And all I heard was, the Packers are just lucky to be in the playoffs. I think that's bullshit. I'm going to go fucking Packers straight up. This is my upset. I think the Packers beat the Eagles, and I think the Eagles are going to go on another downward spiral. They like losing the teams that they shouldn't in the first round. They did it to Tampa. They've done it. They're not afraid to do it.
You got me wanting to run through a wall.
That's what I'm saying, dude. The Packers, I believe in Jordan Love. I think he's a better quarterback than Jalen Hurts. And here's the thing. If Jalen Hurts was 100% healthy, I might feel a little bit different. But he's not even better than even if they're both healthy, Jalen Hurts isn't better than Jordan Love, in my opinion. and Jalen Hurts is going to be injured in this game. He's not going to be 100%. It's going to be a tough game. And the Eagles like to get off the slow start. So if the Packers can get up and score quick, they will have an advantage. And I think they can sit on a lead. And, yeah, Packers, let's go.
I'm going to go Packers.
Go!
I'm going Packers again. I'm going Packers also.
He could have been some genius pick.
Yeah, he did. I've been so scared about this game all week, and that right there made me want to run through a wall, so that gave me the confidence back. And the fucking Packers are winning it, damn it.
All right. Next up, we got the 12 winning Washington Commanders taking on the Buccaneers, 10-7. Buccaneers have kind of skated by the last couple of games. They lost to the fucking Cowboys. But had to play in the clutch there and, against New Orleans.
Hey,
Jason. Jamie. Yep.
Hey,
you muffled.
Yeah, you're muffled.
One sec. You guys go ahead. I was just going to who did you take that Eagles Packer? Did you take the Eagles?
Me?
Yeah, double down?
Yeah, double down Eagles.
And Jason, did you change your pick? Are you going straight up or double down?
I'm double downing.
Okay.
All right.
Continue.
All right. Next up, we got the Washington Commanders taking on the Bucks. Who are you going with, Jason?
So I originally was going to think, you know, the Commanders are going to come in here and destroy the Buccaneers because the Buccaneers are doo-doo paper. But I just looked at some stats, and holy crap, MVP should be Baker Mayfield. He's got 4,500 yards, 41 touchdowns. How's he not in MVP talk?
How many interceptions?
16.
Yeah, there you go.
But still, that's insane with the team he has. It sucks.
He threw 12 more than either of the two guys ahead of him at quarterback, though. I mean, no, he had a great year, but he turned the ball over a lot.
Here's what I got to say. Man, it's going to be a good game.
Yeah.
This might honestly be the hardest game to pick.
It's pretty tough. I hate that as a rookie. Like, I honestly want to just pick against rookies out of principle, because rookies, I think C.J. Stroud was one of the first rookies to get a playoff win. Like, I think Ben Roethlisberger did it, but, like, it's hard, man. A lot of guys, it's hard to do. Yeah, I've never been there.
I'm going to go with the Buccaneers straight up.
Ooh.
I think they're going to win. They played a lot of close games here recently, the Eagles. Or not the Eagles, the Commanders, and I think the Bucks are going to win. I don't know. We'll see if Todd Bowles knows what he's doing. I feel like his job's going to be on the line if they don't.
Yeah, it should be. He's been.
I think his job's safe.
Well, he keeps winning that division. It's hard to get fired, but God, they barely win it every year.
That's what I'm saying.
That division's the worst division in football.
But he's won the division every year. He's been the head coach. He's safe, dude. He ain't going to get fired. Plus their defense, which he's in charge of the defense. Their defense has been vastly improved the last 2 years, and it's been really good. So I think Todd Bowles.
They ran into a lot of trouble because, I mean, you had like three of their top wide receivers go down for six games. So
that's
true. All right, so you're going to go Buck straight up, you said?
I'm double downing on him, actually.
Okay. Man, see, this is a hard one to pick because I'd like the Bucks to win. I like Baker. I think he has had a good year. He has thrown a lot of interceptions, but his game has always been similar to Brett Favre. He can throw the fucking ball, but he can also throw a lot of picks. And also, I want to throw out there for Jaden Daniels being Rookie of the Year. He had 891 rushing yards and six touchdowns. So that would give him the edge over Obobo. That being said... Man, this is a hard one to pick because I think that the Commanders are a really good team, and they've looked better than the Bucks the past five games.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, big win against Philadelphia when Philadelphia was still playing good, even though I think that might have been whenever
comeback win, was one of his five, I think, clutch touchdowns thrown to win the game against the Falcons.
Yep.
Hail Mary to Chicago.
Yeah, that was great, obviously.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Man, this is a tough one to pick. I think I'm going to go with the I'm going to go with the Commanders straight up. Jared, who are you going with?
It's tough because I'm inclined to take the Buccaneers because I think they got the vastly superior defense. Jaden Daniels is really good against pressure, and Todd Bowles likes to blitz and stunt and send a lot of pressure. But, I mean, that being said, Jaden doesn't have the greatest offensive line. He's going to have to run around a lot. That doesn't necessarily, unless he's making a lot of plays, it doesn't necessarily, you know, it's not the best advantage for him. Buccaneers are capable of scoring a lot of points. The Commanders are capable of giving up a good amount of points. I really don't think the Commanders as a team are all that great. I think James just really elevated them and played really well.
Yep.
But Baker's got a good playoff record. I think he's 4-2 or 4-3 now.
This is probably the best team he has had in the playoffs.
I don't know. That Browns team that he won a playoff game with wasn't bad. That was pretty good. But,
He didn't have any receivers. He just had Nick Chubb.
I mean, he had Odell and Jarvis Landry and fucking David Njoku. He had weapons. He had Nick Chubb, and he had Kareem Hunt at that point. No, that team was stacked. The best offensive line in football. That's why I got down on Baker, because I was like, it's like Dak Prescott. You can give him everything in the world, and he still can't win it. I'm not saying I've completely come off that, but I think he really saved his career. I'm going to go Buccaneers straight up. I think because of the defense and because of the capability of the Buccaneers, I do think the Commanders look better in the last few games. But I think this is going to be a slugfest, and I think that favors the Buccaneers. I don't know, though, because Jason wins in the clutch. Fuck that. I'm going Commanders.
I'm telling you, I think it might be the hardest game to pick, honestly.
I'm going to switch it to straight up, too. Bucks straight up. Sorry, I keep switching my shit.
All right. Next up, we've got the Minnesota Vikings taking on the Los Angeles Rams. This game's going to be played in Arizona due to the whole state of fucking California being on fire. Jason, who are you going with?
Well, just because of that right there, I'm going with the Rams because nobody in California has anything better to do besides go to this football game. So I think they're going to have the whole support of California on their back. Matt Stafford has been playing awesome this year. They have a better rushing attack, and I think they're going to win. I don't think the Vikings are that good. They're definitely beatable. Out of all the teams that are good, I think they're the most beatable team. So I think the Rams are going to win, and I'm double downing on them.
Okay. You know, sometimes somebody can give a speech, and you want to run through a wall, and you agree with them. And then sometimes you hear somebody give a speech, and you're like, I was hoping you said the opposite. Because I know Jason, he's obviously a great competitor, but sometimes he lets his heart get in front of him and he picks like that. And I wanted to pick the Rams. I still want to pick the Rams, but the fact that you're so confident that they're going to do that just purely off of the things that you said is hard for me to believe. Because I think that Jared's going to pick Minnesota because he's been on Minnesota the whole year, and I think that Minnesota's been great this year. But it does scare me what I saw last week when they got their ass kicked. So with that being said, man, this is a hard game to pick too. But I think I'm gonna have to go. I think I'm gonna have to go Minnesota Vikings straight up. Jared, who you going?
I thought you were gonna say that. Sometimes you hear somebody give a speech and you want to do the opposite and run away from them or something.
I completely, wholeheartedly, 110% agree with Jason. I think the Rams win this game.
That's surprising. I figured you're going to be a Minnesota guy.
Well, here's the thing. If it's in Minnesota, it's Minnesota. I think they win. Arizona, it being in Arizona is basically a home game for the Rams. I think that they're going to be playing all fired up, no pun intended. it's Stafford. Who do you trust? Stafford is Darnold. I think
that's
Darnold
it. You
played
know,
really well.
Yep, change mine too. I want to go. Give me the Rams straight up. It's like you said it, and I was like, okay, maybe that thought, like, because I felt like they could be fired up too, but I don't want to put my whole heart into that and think that they're just going to do it just because. Because they do have great wide receivers on the team, and Puka.
Kyren Williams is a freaking badass running back.
Did the Rams not beat the Vikings earlier this year? Also, I believe they did.
I think
one of those three losses is to the Rams.
And it wasn't
because
actually
the Vikings.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I closed over the middle.
Yep.
They won 30-20.
Yeah. I'm going Rams. I think Matthew Stafford is probably, in my opinion, the most dangerous quarterback in the NFC right now because he's got experience, he's got a gray beard, and his arm's still fucking firing. So,
yep. Hell yeah, brother.
So you're going Rams straight up or double down, Jared?
Me? Double down.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm double downing also.
Yeah, I'm just going to go straight up. I think it's going to be a close game no matter what. I think all these games are going to be great. I really don't see any.
Yeah, this is a great first round.
I don't really see any blowouts.
I want Sam Darnold go 0-4 in the red zone last week. Fucking all my confidence is gone.
And that's why I feel like they had a great run, but I think that the bottom might have fell out last week and they could get exposed again.
That one seed was everything. The one seed was everything to them.
Yeah, but they're like, we don't have that. We have nothing. We're not playing. Like,
like the one seed to them was home field advantage
a week
the
off
playoffs,
yeah.
And playing in Minnesota is one of the toughest places in the NFL to play. It's one of the hardest. It's
one of
the best home field advantages. And the fact that they missed out on that, they're going to be like, we didn't get it. Yeah, they're going to lose. I feel it in my bones.
I feel it. I can feel it in my plums. Yeah, so that's it. That's the NFL picks there. Follow along with us. Starts tomorrow. We've got college. Texas taking on Ohio State.
It's tonight.
It's going to be a good game, 6:30.
That's in 2 hours.
Yeah, that game comes on tonight.
It's going to be a good game.
It indeed will be.
Go Texas.
Yeah, hook 'em horns, boy.
No, come on, Ohio State. Let's go.
I definitely want Texas to win. I just picked Ohio State just because of the way they're playing.
Well, it's nothing now. It's just an award that will mean nothing. But if Ohio State wins the championship, I said they're going to win it all year. So that's the only thing I got going for me.
Yeah, we'll give you a little tiny trophy.
Little violin.
A little propeller hat for you, and I'll pat you on the head and send you a word.
Hell yeah, brother. But, yeah, follow along the games with us. We'll be doing another episode here in a couple of days. Maybe after this fucking snow gets out of here and we can get some shit going. Yeah, everyone have a good night. Any closing remarks, gentlemen?
No, I'm sad that the NFL's ending. And
God, it is sad.
I hope that this next month goes by slow. Other than the cold weather, I'm ready for that to be done.
Yeah, me too.
Agreed. All right. WRFL family, good night.
We'll see you guys.